The following is a ComAvia production. ComAvia, leading-edge media for the aviation industry.
Jetwine is proudly sponsored by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Visit aopa.org/learn-to-fly for your introduction to the exciting world of aviation and flight. Pilots that fly small airplanes know the value of an instrument rating. It gives them a chance to go fly when other people are stuck on the ground because of bad weather. For pro pilots, though, all-weather capability is a must. Business jets and airliners have to fly all the time. And something that makes flying business jets and airliners even easier in all kinds of weather is the host of new glass technologies we've seen eventually migrate down to small airplanes. One great piece of gear normally seen just in large jets is the HGS. That's the heads-up guidance system. But a heads-up guidance system is primarily found in a business jet or an airliner. Southwest Airlines, in fact, has heads-up guidance systems on all of its new airplanes. So here's the deal. A heads-up guidance system allows incredibly precise control of even the largest airplane's heading, speed, and altitude. That's even when the pilot's hand-flying an aircraft. The HGS also allows for lower landing minimums in IFR conditions. Oh, but of course, there is one thing I left out. All of this great new aircraft control and ability to fly, better approaches, it's all done without the pilot ever having to look down on their instruments. They keep their eyes focused straight ahead, right out the front window. But about now you're probably saying, but you just got through telling me there are no HGSs in small airplanes. Well, remember, 10 years ago, there didn't used to be glass cockpits in small airplanes either. Cedar Rapids, Iowa-based Rockwell Collins is one of the 100-pound gorillas when it comes to avionics specifically focused on business jets and airliners. And of course, like every other company in the world, Rockwell Collins is constantly on the lookout for new ways to tell the story about the technologies they develop. But how do you tell the story about technology like heads-up guidance that most pilots have never even seen, let alone experienced? And how do you tell it in a way that's engaging and, well, who knows, maybe even a little fun? At the NBAA show in Orlando this year, Rockwell Collins' answer to marketing its heads-up guidance system came in the form of an iPad app. But this app was different. It wasn't simply a marketing and educational tool created by the Rockwell Collins people. It was a fun way to learn about HGS. They called the new app HGS Flight. I spoke to Josh Baines at the show. He's one of Rockwell Collins' senior PR specialists. I asked him why in the world the company would spend the time and the resources to build an iPad app.
Well, sure. You know, when you think about head-up guidance systems, the people that actually get to use them, thinking of aviation enthusiasts throughout the world, that's really just a small number of that total population of aviators out there. For a long time, we would trade shows and what have you hand out CD-ROMs. You could learn more about HGS and see it in action. Well, thanks to Brian, he probably won't take the credit for it, but he's going to get it. He came up with this idea of creating an app where you can experience HGS just like in the flight deck. And so we've extended the experience out from that, we'll say, smaller pilot base to, you know, the broad audience that you don't have to be a pilot to fly the HGS app. You can just be an enthusiast. And it's a tool to raise awareness about HGS and its benefits and get used to it. It's a little challenging at first. Once you get used to it, how easy it can be to fly.
The Brian that Josh mentioned is Brian Rennekamp. He's Rockwell Collins' senior marketing manager for the heads-up guidance system. Brian's also the man who came up with this great iPad idea. It seemed like this might be a good time to get Brian to explain exactly what the heads-up guidance system is and how it works.
When you get into a large airliner and you get into the cockpit, there's a piece of glass that can hang down in front of the pilot's eyes. It's about 10 inches, 12 inches in front of their eyes, somewhere in that frame. They'll look through it. And so what the iPad is doing is kind of mimicking that combiner. And, you know, it's not quite the same because the iPad's also the yoke, but you're trying to give the idea. So you'd see all the symbology that appears on the iPad screen would also appear on the combiner. It's almost as if you're just flying exactly how we feel you should fly. Head up, eyes out, you're looking through that combiner out onto the horizon and seeing the symbology there.
Okay, so I'm no rocket scientist, but to me, being able to focus all that cool technology all that symbology on a piece of glass 10 inches in front of my face that still allows me to look out the window, it seemed like magic to me. I wondered what Brian thought.
You know, I worked in our engineering software. I came out here and they're trying to explain that to me, and I got to tell you, it is like magic. They have these optics engineers who are working on the projection unit that projects down into this glass. There's refraction that makes it so it reflects into your eyes, but also projects it out about 100 feet onto the horizon like a billboard. It's focused at infinity, so it's already focused out there, so you don't have to focus, put your hand in front of your face and try to watch TV, and you have problems focusing. It's all at the same focus level. It is like magic as far as I'm concerned. I can't believe the engineering that went into this.
So is HGS Flight a marketing app? Is it an educational tool? Is it a training device? Or is it a really cool video game?
We started with this idea and said, we kind of want a sim with some playable elements that has, it's not a full sim, it's not a fully fledged game, it's just kind of a mix. We want this marketing tool that would really communicate about this optional piece of equipment to a wide array of people. Like Josh said, there's the whole general aviation market. You know, right now, their options for HUDs are very limited to nothing. As they're kind of working their way up, you know, what kind of exposure are they going to have to this technology, and how are they going to see this? So,
something I really enjoyed about HGS Flight is that the iPad app offered users a couple of different options. One, the career mode allowed you to begin with very, very simple symbology, and as you grew more confident, you could add more. For the more daring pilots, there's the challenge mode. That's where they hit you with everything all at one time.
When we were sitting down with the developer, we were trying to come up with kind of two modes of interaction with the app. And there's the challenge mode when you go into it, which you can set up your conditions and you jump right in with all the full symbology. But we also found that there's people who don't necessarily know what all these things coming at them are going to be. And so the idea of the levels, the career mode, kind of came into play. So what it is it's supposed to kind of graduate you up to different flying conditions and introduce new sets of symbology and kind of some of the stuff that you can see on the head-up guidance system. When you start off, all you've got is control the iPad, you've got your flight director, and you've got your guidance cue, and you're just trying to keep the big circle on the little circle and just land the plane. But then as you get going, as you get some points and kind of work your way up and get good at that, you'll introduce the ability to throttle. Eventually, you can turn on you'll have your tapes, for example, on the side, your horizon indicator, and then eventually you'll turn on synthetic vision, which we found that when you get onto some of the later levels, like the very last level in the game or in the tool right now, is you're flying on approach in Cat 3 fog at night, so you can hardly see anything. You still got your guidance cue, can follow in. That synthetic vision, when you turn it on, really makes it so you can see what you're doing and really shows the benefits of having this kind of technology when you're flying.
I recorded this session with Josh and Brian just a few weeks after NBAA. So, of course, I was a little curious about the response they'd received so far.
Yeah, there's been a lot of comments, a lot of really positive buzz. Probably the only complaint I've heard is that it's hard. It's challenging to get used to. And my response to that has usually been, you can't just stick yourself behind the wheel of a car and expect yourself to be an expert. You got to learn how to use the iPad as a yoke to really control it. And once people really get that down, the rest of it kind of comes naturally, and they can start looking at some of the symbology and figuring things out. And that symbology is there to help you the entire way, too.
But in the end, we have to remember that the goal of the iPad app was to educate and also help Rockwell Collins sell a few more HGS systems.
We're hoping with more awareness and more people asking about head-up guidance and visibility that kind of conversation will be easier.
One of the most important questions, of course, is how do I find HGS Flight?
If you take your iPad and you go out to the App Store and you search for HGS Flight, it should be the only entry that comes up in iTunes, and it's free to download. Anybody can grab it. You can also search for Rockwell Collins, and it shouldn't be too hard to find, but HGS Flight.
The first update to the HGS Flight iPad app is already in the works. Josh and Brian told me that it's going to allow people from all over the world to compare their scores against each other's. But if you're one of those pilots who just has to see it before they try it, take a stroll out to Rockwell Collins' YouTube channel, type in Heads Up Guidance, and you'll get a pretty good idea of what it's all about. For Jet One in Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. Happy holidays.
This program has been a production of ComAvia, leading edge media for the aviation industry.